The internet and social media are also the tools that young protesters in Britain are deploying in their fight against the old order. These activists are not seeking the overthrow of an autocrat. They're looking to undo some of the deep spending cuts the British government announced last fall. They have formed a pressure group, and they call it UK Uncut. That's UK for United Kingdom, and uncut as in uncut those tax cuts. UK Uncut says that could be done if companies such as Vodafone and Barclays are made to pay more taxes. The World's Laura Lynch tells us about the movement and its targets in this report from London.
As Britain limps through another month of bad economic news, the cost of food and fuel are rising, public sector jobs are disappearing, and mortgages are hard to come by, there are some bright spots. The banks at the heart of the financial crisis of 2008 seem to be feeling much better now. British stalwart Barclays topped the business news today.
All eyes are on Barclays this morning. They're announcing their annual profits. There's bonus news too. Simon's got the details. So profits up and by quite some margin.
A whopping increase in profits, up 32% to £6.1 billion. And the main reason...
Here's a recipe for public discontent. Combine big bank profits with multi-million dollar bank bonuses for executives. Then throw in corporations who avoid paying millions more in taxes. Finally, add harsh government spending cuts, like the ones announced here last October. The night the cuts were spelled out, Johnny Marbles went out with his buddies.
There's a group of friends came to this pub. It was just a group of people having a few drinks, having the kind of conversation I think probably lots of people across the country were having.
That night they hatched a plan. They decided to examine which corporations and individuals were avoiding big tax bills, then target them with peaceful protests. In the days that followed, they used Twitter and Facebook, encouraging others to do the same thing. Within weeks, the protests spread across the country as protesters suddenly gathered inside stores, catching staff and security off guard. So far, the protesters haven't forced anyone to pay more tax, nor have they persuaded the government to reverse cuts to public spending. But they have drawn attention to the issue, and they've certainly caught the attention of the business community. Richard Lambert is the outgoing director of the Confederation of British Industry.
It is a matter of concern, especially at a time when the whole emphasis on job creation in this country over the next year or two is going to have to come from business investment. So we need an atmosphere and environment in which businesses are encouraged to invest and create new jobs.
As new chapters spring up, so do new targets. Outside a London branch of Barclays Bank, UK Uncut founder Daniel Garvin sketches out the plan for this weekend. Protest with a twist, occupying bank branches across the country, then highlighting the public services that are at risk of shutting down.
So we'll be paying Barclays a visit this Saturday, setting up libraries and other facilities that have been closed, that will be closed as a result of the cuts, to really sort of draw attention and link the banking crisis to the cuts.
Barclays didn't receive a taxpayer-funded bailout, but Garvin argues it's benefited from other measures, such as short-term loans and loan guarantees. And while he's wary of drawing comparisons, he admires the social media-fueled protests in Egypt and Tunisia.
It's amazing to see the value and the people power and the power of political activism and what it can achieve. And certainly we try to take great courage and great inspiration from what's happening in North Africa.
There's no suggestion of revolution in Britain, but people are only just starting to feel the painful effects of spending cuts as libraries close and bus routes shut down. In fact, protest may turn out to be one of the country's few growth industries in the months ahead. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.